The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Each day during Advent, I am offering 5-minute podcasts to help you in your observance of this important liturgical season. A continuation from yesterday of Pope Benedict XVI at a general audience in 2012. He is speaking about the Word, Jesus, and the need for silence. St. Augustine's observation is still valid. Verbo crescente, verba deficiunt. When the Word of God increases, the words of men fail. The Gospels often present Jesus, especially at times of crucial decisions, withdrawing to lonely places, away from the crowds and even from the disciples, in order to pray in silence and to live his filial relationship with God. Silence can carve out an inner space in our very depths to enable God to dwell there, so that his word will remain within us, and love for him take root in our minds and hearts and inspire our life. Hence the first direction, relearning silence, openness to listening, which opens us to the other, to the Word of God. However, there is also a second important connection between silence and prayer. Indeed, it is not only our silence that disposes us to listen to the Word of God. In our prayers, we often find we are confronted by God's silence. We feel, as it were, let down. It seems to us that God neither listens nor responds. Yet God's silence, as happened to Jesus, does not indicate his absence. Christians know well that the Lord is present and listens, even in the darkness of pain, rejection, and loneliness. Jesus reassures his disciples, and each one of us, that God is well acquainted with our needs at every moment of our life. He teaches the disciples, in praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. An attentive, silent, and open heart is more important than many words. God knows us in our inmost depths better than we know ourselves, and loves us, and knowing this must suffice. In the Bible, Job's experience is particularly significant in this regard. In a short time, this man lost everything, relatives, possessions, friends, and health. It truly seems that God's attitude to him was one of abandonment, of total silence. Yet in his relationship with God, Job speaks to God, cries out to God. In his prayers, in spite of all, he keeps his faith intact and, in the end, discovers the value of his experience and of God's silence. And thus he can finally conclude, addressing the Creator, I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Almost all of us know God only through hearsay, and the more open we are to his silence and to our own silence, the more we truly begin to know him. This total trust opens us to the profound encounter with God developed in silence. St. Francis Xavier prayed to the Lord, saying, I do not love you because you can give me paradise or condemn me to hell, but because you are my God. I love you because you are you. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another Adventcast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.